What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show, front of the show, Todd Golden. He's now with Florida, the Gators. He was at Auburn, USF, the Dons. Now he's back out east with us. How you doing, Todd? Good to have you on the side of the world, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what, my friend. It's great to be back down in the South with you. It's been a wild 3 months, but I'm grateful to be here.
Man, let me ask you, man. When opportunity came up to get this job, man. What about this job? Really kind of got you wanting to come on back, man, make you leave where you had such success out there with the Dons and say, hey, the Gator Nation, the Gator Chomp, I'm here. Swamp time as it is for me.
No, sorry, I lost you for a second. Hit me with that one more time.
No, say how I feel to be. What about this job really stood out to your brother to say, hey, this is what I want to do, man. Come to Florida, come back east, man, and lead these Gators, man. Lead this Swamp Chomp down there, brother.
Oh, yeah. It's you know what? I've always, even since I was a kid, I've thought, you know, incredibly highly of Florida as a university and as obviously as an athletic institution. And in my playing days at St. Mary's, you know, that was when they won back-to-back natties with Torian Green, Joe Noah, Al Horford, Corey Brewer, that whole crew. And so, you know, I spent 2 years with Bruce at Auburn and really enjoyed. We played down here in Gainesville twice and was blown away by the fanfare and the support and just the whole tradition of the program. So when this became an opportunity for my family and I, I'll be honest, JR, like it was a no-brainer. Like it was something that I just jumped at right away. I told Scott Strickland, my athletic director, as soon as he offered me the position that I had nothing else to think about, and I was grateful to be here. And it's just a place where I feel like we can do some pretty special things.
Yes, and you know, great tradition, man, with Coach Donovan, you know, Coach White as well. Great coaches like Anthony Grant came through there, Matt McCall, Darius Nichols, you know, Jordan Mincy now, Jacksonville. So many talented guys in the business have come through Florida and Gainesville. So now you're getting royalty now. Yeah, you're the head man of a place to create so many great coaches in this business we all love, Todd.
Yeah, no, it's an honor, man. It's an honor. It's a privilege. I'll even throw Lon Kruger in there with you, who just got inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame today. He took Florida to the Final Four back in the day before he moved on as well. And it's just, you know, it's one of those things. I giggle. I have to pinch myself sometimes, you know, just realizing what a great opportunity this is to be at a place where so many special coaches have been able to, you know, hone their craft.
No doubt, man. You've hired a high-quality staff, Todd, so – give us a little bit about your staff, man, and how crucial they've been to help you these past 3 months and what they'll do for these young Gator men you all are helping grow down there, man.
No, it's I'll tell you, JR, I feel blessed because I have what I would consider one of the best coaching staffs with me in the country. You know, one of my associate heads is Carlin Hartman, who is, you know, one of the most well-respected coaches in our profession, has been really across all levels and is well-respected and has great relationships. And he's one of the best big men coaches in college basketball. He's a great husband, great father, someone that I worked with at Columbia when I first got in the business, and I've looked up to him as a mentor over my career. So to have him with me has been huge. And Corey McCray, a guy who I'm sure you know, being an Atlanta guy, you know, went to Mercer, grew up, you know, and has a long history and tradition of the Atlanta Celtic program, the AU program down there. Just an incredible guy, man. Someone who's been with Ben Howland for a long time, a couple years at UCLA, and then I think 8 years at Mississippi State. And I wanted somebody to join us who I felt like could help us navigate the South in recruiting, whether it be Georgia or Florida. Corey has great experience in both those areas. And, you know, he's both those guys, both Carlin and Corey, are guys that I feel like could be head coaches right now, you know. And so to have them with me on my staff gives me a lot of confidence that we can do some great things. And Kevin Hubdy came back, a guy that I'd worked with for 7 out of my 10 years prior to this, to be our offensive coordinator, and just a super talented guy that helped Richmond get to the NCAA tournament last year. And then Jonathan Sapphire, who's kind of my right-hand man, a guy that, you know, I work really in tandem with in terms of running and operating the program on an everyday basis. Just a really bright dude who will be a heck of an NCAA coach or an NBA front office guy. So we got some really strong dudes. Torian Green, the starting point guard of those tournament teams, came back to be our director of player development. And the list really just goes on and on, man. But I've been fortunate enough to surround myself with some really talented dudes.
Yeah, and I saw where we hired Corey, man. I said, he got Atlanta guy. I love it. Ty's going to be here a lot, getting these down in the roughs up here. I love it.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yes, indeed. And you know what, man, it's just time to, you're a fun-loving guy, a real dude that really builds true bonds with young men. How's it been meeting your young men and getting them to know who you are? Because as you and I both know, when you take a new job, guys are apprehensive at first, but showing them who you are, building that rapport with those young men, showing them that you chose them, you're going to love them the same way as you recruit those guys. How's that been for you so far, buddy?
You know what, it's you hit it on the head. It transitions a lot of the time. It's tricky, right? Because I didn't recruit these guys. They didn't know me, you know, before I got this opportunity. And so there is some apprehension, and it does take a little bit of time to break down those barriers and make sure that they understand that they can trust us and really form those relationships. But, you know, I want to give Mike White and his staff a lot of credit because they recruited some really, really good people, some good student athletes that are, you know, just really, really good kids, come from good families. And so for me, it was easy in the sense of wanting to spend time with them and to build those relationships with them because they were guys that I wanted to be around. So we kept a good amount of guys. We kept 7 guys in the program, and I feel blessed that we were able to do that. And obviously we filled in with some transfers and some freshmen, but we had a solid base to build around. And it says a lot about, you know, the culture of the program before we got here that they did. They really focused on recruiting good people as well.
No doubt. I saw Mike White up in Lake Point the other week, so it's good to see him as well. So I'm happy for you both, him in Georgia, you in Florida. So 2 guys I really like a lot of have in great spots. It's really going to be fun to see you all battle this year, man. Let me ask you, Todd. So we've been summer 2 now and summer 1. How do you balance putting in new stuff versus trying to get these guys development of their games? So, because, you know, we know the new coach had to put some stuff in. So how's it been for you guys trying to balance summer 1, summer 2, how much you put in for these guys?
Yeah, it's an awesome question, actually. You know, I think for right now, as we're kind of wrapping up our summer 1 right now, before giving these guys some time over 4th of July, we really were focusing more on, I would say, kind of the macro of just making sure we practiced at a certain pace and made sure we recognize the way we value certain things in practice and kind of the way we go about our business. And as we kind of go into summer 2, now that I feel like we have that great foundation built in terms of the expectation of the work ethic and the effort, we'll get into the micro of kind of putting in our offense and defense and what I call special teams, which is really just rebounding and sideline and based on out of bounds, you know. But it's been a challenge because we have, you know, we're starting from scratch. Kind of take for granted, even when you recruit new players, that when you have a program that you've built, you know, got everything kind of flows naturally. Whereas here, we really had to build that foundation to understand that things that we used to take for granted a little bit, it wouldn't be the case here, that we had to really crawl before we walk and walk before we run.
No doubt, man. You know, and also what's very key, child, is this that strength piece of it, getting this guy strong, conditioned for his long season. Because you know, down and down is this you know, as you and I both know, man, this season is a tough brawl from January through March there to the tournament. So how are your strength coaches been helping your guys get stronger to play your system and play fast and get ready for that grind as you all go get to go in September, November, brother?
It's an incredibly important piece. And you know, I was so pleased with the job that my strength coach did at San Francisco and really getting our guys bigger, stronger, and more athletic, that I wanted to bring him with us here to Florida because I thought he earned that opportunity, you know, to come onto the bigger stage with us. And so Victor Lopez is our strength coach here. Like I said, I brought him from San Francisco, former Marine, and a great dude that just really vibes with the guys and has a great balance of accountability while also you know, getting them to have some fun in the weight room, which I think is a challenge, you know, a lot of time with basketball players. And, you know, that was one of our main factors here in the first summer was, hey, we want to get bigger and stronger. And so, you know, Vic's done a really good job. He's been in there with them 4 days a week and really trying to push them the extra mile because, like you said, if you try to come in this league with some weak bodies, you're going to get tossed around real quick. So, we're emphasizing it, making sure our guys understand how important it is.
No doubt. And Tyler, his brother, you know, what you've been in Florida now, SEC school now, how has it been with this NIL to help your young men get teaching them about the finances of it, the tax piece of it as well, and knowing who to go to actually get secure a good deal for them and the university and does not get anybody in trouble?
Yeah, it's, you know what, JR, it's been one of the trickier things to navigate in our profession over the last 6 months because us as coaches are really not supposed to have as much involvement with the procurement piece of it and trying to get these deals organized for these guys. But at the same time, you know, we feel responsible to make sure that they're educated properly. And when they do start signing some of these NIL deals and they start having a little extra cash in their pocket, that they use it, you know, from a, like in good ways and that they don't waste it and don't spend it on silly stuff. And also understand that these NIL deals, are getting taxed, and it's not something that it's not just free monopoly money where you can go spend it wherever you want, not have to worry about the repercussions of, you know, paying the government that 35% or whatever it is, you know. So I think it's a learning lesson for us coaches as much as it is the players in terms of understanding the best way to navigate it. But I like the idea of these guys being able to go out and getting a little extra money. You know, if people find their name, image, and likeness valuable enough to really kind of market and advertise, you know, through their name. And I'm good with it. And I think for these guys, as long as they, you know, they don't allow it to kind of lose their focus on the most important thing in my mind, which is academics and basketball, then I'm all good with it.
And for Utah, moving from California to Florida, low state income taxes, I know that makes you feel happy too, brother.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it was one of the best things when I realized that Florida doesn't have that income tax. It's a far cry from California, I'll tell you that, my man.
Hey, Todd, that's why I have a house in Tennessee still. Okay, I have to pay Georgia.
I love it.
So yeah, my car still says Tennessee tags. I don't even know I live here. Yes, Tennessee tags, Tennessee license, Tennessee address. Yes, because I want to pay Georgia's income tax. So yes, I'm right there with you, brother.
You can stay with me, man. I'm not saying a word.
I hear that, brother. Let me ask you, Todd, man. You know, how has the game changed in your mind since you got into coaching and played at St. Mary's until now, man? I feel like it's more five out now. You know, we're not worrying about having a stretch four now. It's more motion, more ball screen, pick and rolls. How's it changed in your mind actually playing and coaching in this game, man?
Yeah, it's evolving rapidly, you know, and I think it's college is copycat of the NBA, obviously. We generally kind of we change about, I would say, anywhere from 12 to 36 months after the NBA starts doing something, college kind of figures it out. But yeah, it's a completely different game. And I think it's one of those areas where it's almost become too emphasized on perimeter play for bigs and where you're starting to find some value in some guys that are somewhat under-recruited because people think they're not as valuable because they can't shoot it as well. But you know what? They're still out of value having 6'10", 7 foot guys that can protect the paint, finish around the rim, and be effective on the glass. And so, you know, from my perspective, I like the idea of the game changing because you know, we always like to zig when other people zag and try to find different ways to be valuable. And I think in a weird roundabout way, there's a little value now coming back to kind of the old school basketball where you find guys that can kind of finish and operate in the paint. And, you know, you can capitalize on the defensive end and on the glass with their size.
No doubt, man. I got two more for you, brother. Two important ones for you, man. So, sure. you know, I'm a foodie, brother. So what's your favorite food spot in Gainesville so far? And I need to check out when I come down and see you, man.
I'll tell you what, I never thought that I would find a good sushi spot down there in Gainesville, especially coming from Cali, but there's a great sushi spot called Dragonfly that does a really, really nice job, and it's a place where I try to get to once a week and take advantage of that. You know, Coach Spurrier has a great restaurant down here in Gainesville that we frequent quite a bit. You get a little bit of everything there, nice American restaurant, and then Embers is a pretty great steakhouse down here, a place that I've been a couple times. So I would hit one of those three when you get down and come watch us play this year.
No doubt. Last one, you have a big birthday coming up next week, brother. So what is your plans for your big birthday, man?
Man, I'm going to be, believe it or not, and it's kind of funny how this all transpired, but I'm going to be over in Spain watching the U17 World Championships. They're in Malaga this year. And, you know, I had wanted a couple of my assistants to go over there and check it out. And then they came back to the head coach and let them know that their passports had expired and they weren't sure if they can get it done in time. And I'll tell you what, you know, if it was in Macedonia or Siberia or somewhere like that, you would not find me over there, JR. But, you know, with Malaga in Spain, it's not a bad place to be. So I'm going to go over there, check out the 16 different countries, and I'll be on the ground over there on July 7th when I turn 37 years old.
Man, look, brother, we were both getting older, man. But I'm right behind you, buddy. So, hey, we're heading towards 40 one way or another, brother.
Hey, no question about it, dude. I'll tell you what.
Yes, indeed. Well, Todd, good to catch up with you, brother. I'm so happy for you, man. And I look forward to seeing you real soon, man. I can't wait to come down there and see you, man. I'll see you either at Vanderbilt, Georgia, as well, or Auburn. So, whenever you all play, I'm going to look forward to 5 seconds to come see you, brother.
JR, I appreciate you. You've been awesome to me ever since I got my gig in San Francisco, and I'm always here for you as well. And look forward to staying in touch and seeing you soon, my friend.
All right, buddy. Be safe, man.
Take care, JR.
See you there.
Bye-bye.
What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.